WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, September 17th. Coming up, we'll learn more about the environmental impact of the massive energy bill that Governor J.B. Pritzker signed into law this week. We'll learn more from Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. County clerks in Illinois will likely lose somewhere between $5 and $15 million in bond processing fees when the state goes to a no-cash bond system in 2023. That's according to a new report from the Chicago-based Civic Federation. Dr. David Olson, a Loyola University Chicago criminology professor, is on the task force looking at the effects of the change. While fewer detainees could result in counties saving money, he says that doesn't always play out.
We've seen in a lot of jurisdictions, including Cook County and in the Illinois Department of Corrections, that lower populations don't necessarily translate into cost savings. And so, in theory, there should be opportunities to save money. It may not necessarily be realized.
Olson says the report is the first to map out financial implications since the law abolishing cash bail was passed earlier this year. Illinois' new energy law aims to reduce carbon emissions by transitioning away from fossil fuels. Eric Schmidt reports on what the Climate and Equitable Jobs Act means for a massive coal plant in the Metro East.
The new law targets privately owned coal plants with the requirement that they eliminate carbon emissions by 2030. Environmentalists say this will likely mean their closure. But there are exceptions for the state's two municipally owned coal plants. One of them is the Prairie State Energy Complex in southeast St. Clair County. Democrat State Representative Jay Hoffman of Swansea says forcing Prairie State to close could hurt the Illinois communities that bought into it.
We need to still continue to have reliable production of energy, but it is incumbent upon us to reduce the carbon emissions to our atmosphere.
Prairie State will still have to reduce emissions. It has until 2035 to cut them by 45%. The law mandates the plant must eliminate all carbon emissions by 2045. I'm Eric Schmid, St. Louis Public Radio.
The University YMCA in Champaign will host an information session this weekend to help local DACA recipients, sometimes called Dreamers, learn about renewing the work permits that allow them to stay in the country. The local event happens as a legal fight plays out in Texas between the Biden administration and a federal judge in that state over the legality of DACA, also known as the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. Zoe Foote, Director of Immigration Legal Services and Assistance at the Welcome Center, says the event is open to everyone, including those who simply want to learn more about DACA.
We really want to make sure that people understand what's going on, have access to information that is, you know, vetted and true, and also know where they can go for trusted, reliable legal advice.
The info session starts at 10 a.m. tomorrow at Parkland College in Champaign in room D105. Foote says anyone wanting specifically to discuss their DACA status should email legal@universityymca.org to set up an appointment. Walk-ins will also be accepted at the event. For more information, visit the event's Facebook page or visit universityymca.org. Here's the latest regarding COVID-19 in Illinois' Region 6, which includes 21 counties in east-central Illinois. 200 people in the region are now hospitalized with COVID-19. That number has increased by 35 over the last month. ICU bed capacity has dropped to 16%, down from 22% a month ago. The COVID-19 test positivity rate has held steady at almost 8% over the past month. The CDC considers the level of viral transmission in all 102 Illinois counties to be high. An indoor mask mandate is in effect. Still to come, a conversation with Ashley Maybanks from the Nature Conservancy. She discusses the new clean energy law in Illinois with Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin. That's coming up next on 217 Today. IllinoisNewsroom.org is your source for news about education, the environment, health, politics, and more from WILL. Now you can receive our stories directly in your inbox. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at IllinoisNewsroom.org. For stories you can't find anywhere else in central Illinois, another service from WILL, your source for quality, trusted journalism. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. This week, Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a historic piece of legislation. The Climate and Equitable Jobs Act will transform Illinois' energy sector over the next 30 years in hopes of bringing the state to 100% carbon-free energy by the year 2050. The law has a lot of implications for many different Illinois communities, including those that have been disproportionately harmed by fossil fuel emissions. It will also likely mean an increased burden on Illinois taxpayers. Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin spoke to Ashley Maybanks with the Nature Conservancy to find out what stands out in this bill and how it fits into Illinois' future in this climate change era.
So, you know, one thing that sets this law apart from other clean energy legislation in other states is its focus on environmental justice, and especially environmental justice for communities that have been disproportionately harmed by fossil fuel emissions. Can you tell me a little bit more about that aspect of the law?
Yes, this bill significantly prioritizes environmental justice by addressing pollution in the most negatively impacted areas. And it provides investments for those communities as well. For example, there's numerous programs that provide roughly $80 million per year for workforce development that targets underserved populations, and also includes funding to develop 13 workforce job training hubs across the state, prioritizing those underserved communities.
I know that the Nature Conservancy released a report earlier this year detailing how climate change has already and will continue to impact life here in Illinois. I wonder how you see this clean energy bill factoring in to Illinois' climate future.
I think the passage of this bill marks a huge historic step towards achieving an equitable clean energy future for our state. And the commitments made so far in that bill come at a critical time. As you mentioned earlier this spring, the Nature Conservancy released a climate assessment for Illinois that highlights the impact that we're already seeing in terms of climate change. And it predicts some long-term serious effects on both urban and rural communities across the state of Illinois. Some of the things that were highlighted in the report include the potential for extreme periods of increased heat, increased precipitation, and more increased intense storms. And as predicted, these extreme weather events are likely to continue happening, and it's likely to continue exacerbating some of the health disparities in communities that are already really vulnerable. And so fortunately, this bill prioritizes equity and really positions Illinois as a leader in the nation for fighting against climate change.
Critics of this bill say that the impact on Illinois taxpayers is unknown at this point and could be really high. I wonder what your response to that criticism of this bill might be.
Yeah, it's a good question. There are several reports out there that talk about that potential cost impact to your average residential customer. I think the bill sponsors have suggested that there are estimates that it will cost about $3 to $4 per month for your average residential customer. I think, though, that it's important to remember that inaction on climate change also comes with costs. And so if we don't shift Illinois to a clean energy future, people across the state are going to be faced with the expense of climate impacts, whether it's damage to infrastructure, homes, businesses, crops. And so, you know, I'm looking forward to working on implementation of this bill and hoping that this bill can really serve as a model for other states that are working towards ambitious climate policy.
That's Ashley Maybanks, Associate Government Relations Director with the Nature Conservancy in Illinois. She spoke with Illinois Newsroom's Jana Cronin. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see more sunshine today and get a bit warmer with a high of 87 degrees. That's all for today. Reporting today contributed by Maureen McKinney, Eric Schmidt, Carolina Garibay, and Dana Cronin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.